Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. So let's continue. It says, and do not allow yourselves to be what? Weary. Or what? And what? For the season of reaping, the wonderful harvest you have planted is coming. Tell somebody it's coming. The NKJV says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. It says, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose our heart. You know, sometimes the goal of the devil right now is to make sure you grow weary. And immediately you grow weary when you serve God, keep on serving God. And probably things at the moment may not be going down well. Satan will want you to grow weary. Now, immediately you grow weary, you've missed that season. Because the Bible says a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways and receives nothing from the Lord. God is too big for you to doubt him. It's too big. And anytime you doubt God, you are embarrassing him. That's why the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That those that believe him must first understand that he is. And secondly, he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can't seek God in vain. You can't serve God in vain. Except you do it wrongly. Except you did as a hypocrite. But if you do it from the depth of your heart, it can never be in vain. Are you listening to me? And you know, some people have not found reasons to serve God properly. That's why they are not serving God properly. Some of you that see, some of us probably, I trust you are not in this church self. Everybody here is serving God very diligently. But should in case there's anybody like that, it is because you have not seen the why, the reason why. You've not interfaced with those wisdom, that wisdom that will explain to you the reason why you should serve God wholeheartedly. That's why you are somehow over embarrassed by some of us who are giving everything to serve God. You know, I told a story one time, and this is not to demean anybody who plays football. I was in a particular area before I got to where I am today, the area where I am currently. And the boys there, while I trained with them, one time they came to me and said they wanted to play a league in the state, a state league, something. And they wanted me to play. You know, that time I used to be good. It's not now that I don't know what is happening. I'm not too strong again. Amen. And they wanted me to play the midfield for the league. So I said, league. They say, yes. So I started laughing. And they said, Pastor, why are you laughing? We really are interested. That's why we came, four of us. I said, I can't play league for anybody. I'm a pastor. I say, hey, as a pastor, you can still play football now. You can go. I say, yes, I can train with you people, but I cannot play league. Because I don't have time for league. And I said, should in case there's anything in church, I would never trade it for football. I said, when I do everything I'm supposed to do towards purpose, when I find out there's a little time, that's when I run to go and play football. I said, that means if there's anything I'm supposed to do around my purpose in God, I will do it before I play football. Now, not everybody is supposed to be a pastor. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So for some, they can have the time to play. Hallelujah to Jesus. And they felt quite not so okay. You know, they felt like I can just mix both of them. But I explained to them that I cannot. And that's why I didn't follow them to go. Because maybe you have one final or semi-final, and I tell you that I have a Tuesday service. There is no way on earth I'll go for that final or semi-final and miss it a Tuesday service. Now, I just use that to give an explanation. Because I know God has called me to be a pastor and to lead his people. And he will not trade any of those things. You know, he will not see any of those things as befitting excuse. Not just that. Imagine that they have one wedding somewhere in Abuja and I have Tuesday service to preach. I will not attend the wedding. That's how serious the matter is. Because my primary assignment is to feed God's people. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? When you understand purpose, you become immovable. Nothing moves you. That's why some of us now, some people feel like we're doing the church too much. It's my divine call. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And not just for the pastor. Let me speak about this in terms of the people. You know, when God calls, now for some of us here, God may call us to assist in the ministry, to work in the ministry. Like I have co-pastors today who assist in the ministry. They are not entirely working fully in the ministry like me. Most of them, they have jobs they do aside pastoring. And sometimes you may have even ministers, people who are leaders in the church who know in their spirit. They may not be pastors yet, but they've perceived in their spirit that God wants them to work in the ministry. Are we together? And you see them very dedicated. And not just for the leaders. The Bible says every saint is supposed to do the work of the ministry. It may not be as hectic like the pastor, but you are supposed to be doing the work of the ministry. According to Ephesians 4. You are supposed to be doing it. You see, God doesn't see any need to give you money if, I always tell this, God does not see any need to give you money if you don't understand purpose. And purpose must be connected to His kingdom. Anything you call purpose, if it has no connection to benefiting God's kingdom, it is not purpose to God. Anything you are doing must have a connection to benefiting God's kingdom. If you say you want to be a lawyer tomorrow, God wants to see how this lawyer thing will profit Him also. Because if He just sponsor you becoming a lawyer, you may just become a foolish lawyer tomorrow. You may grow to a point where they can use you to rig election. You can grow to a point where they can use it to buy a case. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain? You'll be doing this law to the glory of the devil. What will give God the trust towards you? You know, will make God feel like you, this lawyer, can do things for his purpose, for His glory. What will make God think like that is the fact that right now you are seated in church and allowing God's word to modify your heart, to build you up. In Ephesians 4, the Bible speaks about the edification of the saints. That the fivefold are supposed to edify the saints. Now, when God sees your commitment to His work, how that you sit down and allow His word to get on your inside and change you inside out, He's seen the potential of you growing up, you know, as an influential lawyer and to be used for His glory. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. But if you are not seated, you know, you don't come to church. Nothing about God moves you. And you want to become a lawyer, you are more like on your own before God. And if you want to be successful, what you call success, which is just monetary in law, then if God's hand is not upon you, you have to just, you know, trade your conscience. You have to compromise. You see them begin to lie. You see them begin to take bribes. Why? Because they know that God's hand is not upon what they are doing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Do you know there are good people in this country? People only talk about the bad people. I had some cases, you know, in Abuja. Somebody was telling me something of a man in government that does not collect bribe. And that if they are doing anything fishy, he would tell you his hand is not inside in this country. There are people like that who represent God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He will tell you clearly, my hand is not inside. If you insist, he will wash his hand and tell you, go and do it. But his hand is not inside. I've heard of people who reject millions. Many people who reject millions. They're not just small. There are plenty. God has men. Are you people listening to me? You know, don't see Nigeria that bad. There are people in this country that are serving God properly. You know, some people will say things like, everybody bad. You might just chop your... enjoy the national cake and just move on. Now you want repair Nigeria. It starts from you. If everybody is thinking the way you are thinking like this, this country will never change. This world will never change. The Bible speaks about the kingdom of God like a mustard seed. It is the smallest of seed, but when it grows up, it becomes the biggest tree. What we may be small doing the right thing, but the effect of what we are doing is going to be mighty eventually. The change begins from all of us seated here. Like I always used to say, some people always blame the God. And I'm blaming the government too. I'm part of the people blaming the government. But I also believe that the citizens can be part of the problem. A Immediately they heard that one price of something go up, they've increased all the price. The way people can increase price in this country, they will double it 5 times. In fact, some want the government to be making bad decisions so that they can be doubling their price. If the government just cough around Gary, Gary price will increase. If you just sneeze around beans, the beans has increased. There are people like that. They don't care about humanity. They just care about their profits. You know, we have a company that in church, there are some people who are into real estate. And I used to talk to them sometimes. There's something they call, is it markup? Increasing price for properties. And one day we were talking, somebody now asked me a question. Sir, if you bought the land 500,000, is it okay if you sell it 10 million? 40 million, I'll be 10 million, something like that. He said, if the person agree, if you look at the person's stature, you know, they now gave it a name. They will see evil, give the evil a name. What was the name Jerome called that? Jerome, come. Eh? High ticket client. Instead of saying that you are manipulating, you say it's high ticket client. No, I'm not trying to. I just wanted to know that thing they said. So, you know, they will speak English, make it look like it's not a sin. That when you see the client, some clients are high ticket clients. So when you look at their stature, the car they came out from, you increase the price. Imagine you go to your queue now, increase price for high ticket client. Client now buys plot of land, 20 million. Some people who are low ticket clients are coming to buy. Because you have already sell plenty 20 million now, you say land in this place now is 20 million. Do you know now is a problem? And I told them that there is nothing like markup or high ticket client. Those are demonic things that they use English to cover. You bought something 500,000, you sold it 5 million. Even crypto does not give you that kind of sudden increase. Crypto is land now Bitcoin. That's evil. You are making life hard for a lot of people. You are making life difficult for a lot of people. Look at rent now in Makurdi, for instance. How many people can afford even a self-contained today? I spoke self-contained one time. I couldn't believe it. Those days in BSU, 80,000 we used to rent self-contained. I won't complain that it's too much. If you peradventure rent any self-contained that passed 100,000, is a mansion. You'll be enjoying heaven on earth. Where I stayed was 120 or 110. I mean, it was so beautiful, if you remember. Today, they will just do one small thing like that. And you hear something like 500,000, 400,000, 350. Self-contained? I was asking somebody once, I said, which time did I leave where I used to stay, the two-bedroom that I used to stay to where I am currently? We used to pay 350. It was three restroom. It even put two water heater in the house. It was a industrial borehole that was there. 350. I said, how did people grow? Now that house now you'll be hearing something like 850. But that landlord is a good person. They say he just added 50,000. Of course, the tenant there too told him that if you move, we are not moving, no, and we are not leaving this compound. So he did not increase. They warned him. I saw two bedroom, 850. I asked one agent the other day. I said, why would two bedroom be 850? He said, sir, go to Abuja and hear how much is two bedroom. Why? What kind of foolish statement is that? Is Benue State Abuja? And if you are an agent here, you better repent. Repent. Because you people are the problem of these states, one of the major problems. The prayer now we are praying is let government bound you people. Because you are not agent of light again, you are agent of darkness. When I was looking for a house when I was married, they took me to a 3-bedroom flat around George's Quarters. And they told me it was 1.2 million. So when I looked for, people are saying, wow, how much is 3-bedroom now? You have not watched Facebook and see what they put. 2.5, 1.5, 2 million, that's what they pay. A standard one. At that time, they say 1.2. And I said, no, it's quite high. I don't want that. And I left. Of course, my wife rejected too. She said, no, it's quite high for a start. And we were looking for houses we couldn't find. So I now made up my mind I will go back there and go and pay. But I was speaking to a friend. And he told me he knows the owner of that house. I said, really? I said, okay, ask him how much is the rent. He asked the man. The man said the rent was 800,000. And I said, but they are telling me 1.2. He said, the landlord said, I should not mind those tenants, those agents. That he told them 800, they said they will collect money and give him his 800,000. So the man said, I should come and pay 800, but I shouldn't tell people that I paid 800. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You need to see that agent that took me there. You need to see that man. He had one power bike that is very small to the earth like this. And the Lord give you understanding. And you know, you can tell he cannot afford such a house. Don't be wicked though. Human beings can be part of the problem in any part of the world. Just like in Nigeria. People are just interested in their belly. Their belly have become their God. They are not using their brain. They don't have emotions again. Mark up. Real estate moguls. You bought land 500. Now 500 million, you are saying no, add something. From 500,000 to 500 million, you say add something. I don't want to touch real estate people. The Lord forgive your sins. I remember your iniquity no more. So I told my guys, I said, for me, I will not buy that kind of thing in this place. I told them, anything, all those demonic things you call high target client, whatever, kill it. We will redefine those things. Yes, we are light of the world. Yes, the Bible says, he that suddenly wants to make money, suddenly, hastily, he said the money is not blessed at the end. You want to make all your income in one day. All the money in this world, you want to make it in one day. The Bible explains that you should gather money little by little. That's God's wisdom. Just the way things grow on the earth, you can tell that's God's wisdom. Money is supposed to grow. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's supposed to grow. So I told them, kill all of those rubbish. Add the required interest on properties. And sometimes, I told them, I said, sometimes you don't even know people you are dealing with. It's not a real estate class. Let me just teach you this. You don't know people are dealing with. Maybe you are talking with this man now. He's a billionaire. You don't know. He comes down from his car. Alright? It's a GLK Benz. And you say, high target client. Land that is 5 million. You now tell him 50 million. He has no problem. He says, oh, 50 million, I'll give you 1 million top just so that you have a nice time. And he gives you 51 million. Then he now comes back to buy another one. He didn't see you. He now asks one person in the street there, please, how much did they sell land? How much is that? He say, 5 million, sir. He said, are you sure I'm in the right place? Where did they call this place? Say, okay, Yakyo. That's my land. Is that not my land? Look at the paper. He says, how much is this one again? 5 million. And it's even bigger than my own. Do you know I bought my own 50 million? Hey, oh God, they cheat you. Really? They cheated me? Oh, no problem. So 5 million. All right, no problem. I want many of the lands just everywhere around here. You know, get them for me. And he looks at the guy. See, for saying the truth, come, I want to sign you up to work with my company. And the guy has favor. You have collected 45 million. Because you are a liar, you don't have vision. Before you know that, your 45 million will finish. You know, people don't used to know that money used to finish. Some people have 100 million, they'll be raising their chest like this. Why are you raising your shoulder? Nothing, I just have 100 million in my account. It will finish. Money used to finish. Especially money that you steal. It don't used to last. And if you check, they didn't use it for any reasonable thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't have that kind of mentality. You just want to make money. Boom.
God wants money to grow.
We talk about the miracle of the 5 bread and 2 fishes. Did you see the miracle every day? After it happened once, did Jesus do it again? To teach you a lesson. Before every day, imagine Jesus did that thing like 2 times. Imagine our generation. You hear the 5,002 coin service. People will bring it and pastor will be trying to multiply. Jesus did it once and he didn't do it again. When they came back the next day for same miracle, same food, he told them, now follow me for my word. I'm not giving you any food to eat. Teaching us that things should grow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? All right, back to business. You see, when you see yourself not reaping of your service to God, it's because at a point you became double-minded. You became what? Double-minded. You doubted God. You grew weary. And Satan, of course, is the one that causes you to grow weary. Probably at a point, you were faced with so much difficulty. And Satan now suggested to you in the difficulty that God is not real. God does not bless people. You know, probably you since you had an itchy ear, you were on Facebook probably, and you were interfaced with a preacher that started speaking in the direction of your problem. In the negative way, it says to you, see, serving God does not make anybody rich. Firstly, we are not serving God to be rich. We are serving God because it's natural to serve God as human beings. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We are not serving God to be what? Rich. You know, some people have this foolish idea that China don't serve God like Nigeria, America don't serve God like Nigeria, but they are better off than us. Are they better off because of anything rather than government? They are better off because they have good government. They are not better off because they use juju, which they use. We call it juju here. They call it a nice name there, but it's still juju. If you are not worshipping God, any other God is juju. In UK, one of our guys there told me he saw a temple where they were worshipping rats. Rats. And you think your brain is smaller than a white man's brain? I mean, you interface with white people kneeling down to worship rats that you eat in these states. And he said he was wondering, why would people be worshipping rats? That's not enough. In other countries, there are people who worship other people that have died. The people that have died now, they are gods. They are Nigerians who are better. At least we are not worshipping any man, we are worshipping God. So we are wiser. He said, okay, what is happening to the country, blah, 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 blah. It is not we that is the problem. It is the government. Are you listening to me? Don't you see that when we go out to other countries, we become the best? Can't you see it? Haven't you seen Nigerians become the best in different parts of the world? Jesus is not for making money. You don't have Jesus to make money. You are serving Jesus because it's your nature. It's in your nature to serve God as a human being. Yes, sir. And there are a lot of benefit that comes with serving Jesus. He said, if you seek me with the whole of your heart, he said, every other good things that the Gentiles seek will be added unto you. Meaning if you seek Jesus properly, money that you are not seeking will come to you. That's why some people have problems with pastors. Why are pastors rich? Read your Bible. He said, you seek first the kingdom of God, then every other good thing will be what? Added. Somebody left everything and followed God. You think God will not give him everything? Some people have left God for every other thing. As we are coming to church, I saw somebody I used to know. He's doing a car deal. He wants to sell a car. I was just laughing while I was driving. He's a car dealer. Meanwhile, there can be somebody in the church that really understands his God. After church, it is him that will see that person that is wanting to buy a car. That person can still wait for him and still buy a car through him. That's why you have integrity. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That you tell somebody I'm in church, you say, okay, I'll wait for you. God can give you that kind of favor. Hallelujah to Jesus. He can give you that kind of favor. Like we're giving an instance with one of my friend that is in real estate. Pastors were there. He was trying to inspire them as they were about to start real estate. And he was telling them some real life, you know, examples, some stories, encounters he had. How that when he started, you know, the first deal he had, so funny. You know, taught them the next deal, so funny. To a point he made over 30 million, you know, and took all to give to God. When he gave to God, he said, one of his friends told him, he said, remove 5 million cash, carry it to church, drop it, everywhere will scatter. I don't know how they see church. He said, instead of carrying 30 million to go and give to church, he said, remove just 5 million. He said, no, God told me to give all of my first income to church. He took all and gave. It looked like foolishness. That when the pastor heard about it, the pastor called him and prayed for him and said, this thing, when it blows up even now, more than now, it will be like magic to you. It will be like a joke. When he came around to town, I was asking, what bike? Where are you? Which lot are you wearing? I'm looking at bike. I'm not seeing you. Because he wanted to come and see me. So I was like, what cloth are you wearing? So that when the bike is passing, because I know him with bike. So he said, man of God, you still think I'm on bike? It is well. I said, are you not on bike? He said, it is well. So he said, I can't see your car, man of God. I said, what cloth are you wearing? Bikes are passing. He said, man of God, if you can see a black fine Benz, you know, that man too has small pride. He said, if you can see a black fine Benz, he said, man of God, E350, direct Belgium, if you can see it, just know that I'm around. Now, not to be proud, that's how funny we can be with each other. I saw a Benz. I said, Apple, I'm seeing Benz. He's apostle, so I call him apostle. He's an Idoba guy. He said, man of God, watch me come out. And he came out. I said, I ended the call. He was quoted. I said, apostle, are you the one? He said, I'm the one. Look at me now. So we all, I said, you have best. He said, I have best. I wanted you to see the best and pray for it. He said, you still believe me on bike? Hi, my Lord God. When you said that, he touched me. He said, I'm not on bike. This is my Benz. I just breathe in. I breathe. I know that this one cannot do Yahoo because I know how, you know, there are some people, the way you have served God, if you try some things, it will kill you. If you just try it, you just say, die. You are a stupid boy. That man has prayed. You know when they say somebody prayed that he didn't even know why he's praying, he's just praying. He prayed his life out. At some point, of course, it was me that was helping him to eat food safe. Because of how much he prayed that, you know, when you pray and say, God, you are my everything, you don't even know where to eat your next meal. You're just praying. And he said, when he went to Abuja and started NYSC, that the Lord led him to sow his first, what is it called? Alawi to his boss. The person is not even a convinced Christian. The person then said, why are you giving me your Alawi? He said, I'm just led to give you. I just feel I should give you. The man was in real estate. He said, I just feel I should give you. And the man was moved. You know, people tell you giving does not do anything. See an unbeliever, see what giving did. And when it was closing time, the man called him and said, let me take you somewhere. And he drove him somewhere. He said, I want to teach you the secret of real estate. Because what you have done, nobody in this company has ever done it. He said, not even the people who are related to me by blood have done it. And he started teaching this young man and teaching him. And that's how he got into real estate. And started making millions. Now, it's more like a joke. I use this to just encourage somebody. I remember the day he came to my house. He was making a call and I called him. I said, why are you praying before you enter my house? He said, no, he's trying to. So he now came inside so that I don't feel bad and put the phone on loudspeaker. And they were striking a deal of 55 million before my very eyes. And he said, so you can send the money. The man was saying, please send the account number right now. I want to send the money now. He was saying, okay, but just for the record, we're not moved by money. I said, yeah. He said, we can refund your money immediately you change your mind. I said, see this man, instead of him to be thanking God, somebody wants to send money, he's saying we can refund your money. You know, he said, we are not moved, our values are strong. He just said they credited him for 55 million. I said, man of God, my share in this money is 25 million, sir. So they said to my daughter, and the rest was history. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, this is what called real success. Not greed. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Somebody who is serving God, he understands, you know, money, they call it currency.
covenant is inside. It flows in the direction of purpose. You don't just make money and want to just spend money anyhow. Money has a direction. The direction of money is purpose. Let me say it again. Money has a direction. The direction of money is what? Purpose. If you are not tilting towards purpose, money will know that if it comes to you, it will be useless. That's why you see some young men have money. The next is Dorime. They don't know the purpose of money. Nobody who knows the purpose of money will carry 150,000 and buy clock. It's not possible. It's not possible. It means that individual does not know the purpose of money. No matter how many millions I have in this world, I can't carry money and buy slippers for 150,000. Whether money is flowing from my body like me, I can't do it. It's better for me to go to my village and just give one farmer the money and pass and go. Rather than buy slippers. Slipper is still slippers. What that means? Trilonia. Slipper is still what? Hallelujah to Jesus. But when you don't know the purpose of money, you just make money. Oh, you know some people, you hear the way they celebrate birthdays. I heard a young man one time, I was wondering. He said, you know, this lady liked me because the way I celebrated, I was just passing, you know, I overheard him. I had to go back and advise the young man. I don't know how he's getting that money, the way he's talking. He said, you know, these ladies are deceivers. In fact, one is liking me because I said I spent for her like 500,000 in her birthday. So she just know that I have money. That's why she's claiming. I just heard it. I did like I did not hear. 500,000 for birthday. You remove 500,000. Are you people hearing me? Do you feel rest in your speech as you're hearing this thing? You remove 500,000, and it's not like you give the person, you know, you bought drinks and spent on people 500,000. So the wine we pop up was around 150. We pop the wine, and it was a thing of joy. That's an otondo. You know what they call otondo? You don't know the purpose of money. If you know the purpose of money, that's abuse to money. Abuse to money. But when God sees that you are serving Him, money is for one thing, to glorify God. Yes, and to make humanity beautiful. In fact, in making humanity beautiful, you are glorifying God. If God sees that you are tilting towards that part of glorifying Him, He gives you money. He gives you money. You know, I was showing somebody, I don't know if it's my wife, when Charlie Kirk died, he was murdered. And Elon Musk was making a statement, so I showed it to one of my friends. I don't think it's my wife. He said, I don't know if I can check my phone to see it very fast, but let me try to paraphrase. He said, these people are against us, but we'll come back to them more stronger. That was a statement he made. So I showed my friend. I said, see what this man said. He said, they are against us. They are against us. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to explain. Meaning, it's not for that woke mentality. I mean, I'm talking about a man that vowed that through his money he would destroy this woke mentality in America. You see, God will give that kind of man money because he's using the money to destroy evil. The only reason that man bought Twitter is to bring Trump back to Twitter. Finish. That's a good reason to buy Twitter. And he changed the name to X. Because there are some demonic people that say the man should not be on Twitter. Why? Because the man is not supporting their value system. And sometimes they will now put us inside and be calling us blacks and be deceiving us that the man is our enemy. Somebody who is standing for God is your enemy. Look at how they killed that young man of over 32 years. 31 years, sorry. Because he was defending the truth, they shot him on his neck. Not minding his two children, not minding his innocent wife. If what he's saying is not true, why are you killing him? They knew it was the truth. And they caught the guy as a Democrat. His father too is a Democrat. You know, somebody said the guy must be very, very intelligent. How did he get him on his neck? That was a coincidence. If you go and really check these people that understand shooting and the rest, or, you know, they will tell you that you are not taught to even shoot somebody on the neck, it's on the head. So probably it was a coincidence, and it happened. But you see, the truth is that somebody was saying that guy is too young to be a killer. He's a killer. announcing in the comment section, some funny people are trying to be emotional. They say, leaving me has a bright future. Bright future to kill people on their neck, Abby. Say, Pastor, you are emotionless. Why do you want them to kill him? It's not me that want them to kill him. It's the Lord that says he should be killed. Look at the evil. Look at the evil in America. Look at the evil. For standing for the truth, they killed him. And I was sharing this thing last Tuesday. I don't know whether some of you can remember. I was saying, whatever you have to offer as value, reduce that volume. On the earth, whatever you have to offer as value, don't just bank on that. You say, okay, I am a good mathematician, I'm a good physicist, blah, 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 blah. Don't just bank on those things. It is good scientist, good computer scientist, good doctor. Humanity needs all of you that are good in that area. But let me tell you something. The moment you tell Satan that I'm not bowing to you, he will take you out with that value you have to offer. Remember Daniel. Daniel had value to offer to his community. But the moment Daniel said, I will not worship another God, they threw him in the lion's den. See, be valuable to your generation, but hold God very strong. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Be valuable with one hand, hold God very strong. Because the reason why you will enter a lion's den and come out untouched is because you know your God. It was Daniel that wrote that. He said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. You see how you are working hard in BSU and etc. It is good. You are working hard in life. It is good if you don't mix that thing with prayer. Not just prayer, long prayers to be anointed. Everything you are building over the years, Satan can remove it in less than 5 minutes. If you tell him that I don't want you, I want God, he can remove you. He will remove you from the earth. Everything you have worked for over the years, nobody will remember it. It's not a curse, it's the truth. One time a lady here was not so stable in church. And I messaged her. Because I prayed with her. God favored her so much. I mean, we don't like to share testimonies like this, but sometimes we have to. Prayed for her when she thought things would not work out. She traveled out, did this, blah, blah, blah. And of course, she came back, gave glory to God, and etc. And one time I noticed that because of the success now, she was not serious in church. And I messaged her. I said, why are you not serious? She started giving flimsy excuses. And I said to her, if, for instance, it is good to be valuable like Daniel, excellent. I said, but if they put you in the lion's den like they put Daniel, will you come out untouched with the level of anointing that you have? And she gave me an answer. She said, no, sir. I think the lion will kill me. I said, okay, this is a good place to be. You have to be spiritual to that point that you can talk like the three Hebrew boys. Oh, king, on this matter, we are not careful. I mean, you've gone to the height of success. And they say, okay, listen, young lady, at this point you have to sleep with chairman before you get to the next level. You say, oh, chairman, about this case, we are not careful. You say, okay, you see, you have gone to this side, but we can drive you back to your house. We are not careful. If you take me back to my house, the one that knows how to take people from nowhere and bring them to somewhere will still bring me there. Because your faith was never on man. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It may be a light affliction in that you are in the house for a while. You'll be wondering, God, are you there? God is there. When Joseph entered the pit, God was there. God was with him. The Bible says something quite funny. It said the reason why Joseph was successful was because God was with him. And I asked the question, when he entered the well, God was with him? Yes. The success of Joseph is just a simple phrase. God was with him. That was why he was successful. God was with him. When he went to Potiphar's house, that was a fair level of success. In another man's land, you are the number one. In a governor's house, you are the number one PA. The governor trusts you with everything he has. Then the wife of the governor started cutting eye for you. Another problem. The wife of the governor says she likes you. What will you do at this point? Some people want to maintain their job. But the Bible said, Joseph said, how can I do such a great sin against God? Marry a man that loves God, though, not loves you alone. Did you get what I just said? Marry a man that loves God and loves you, not the one that loves you and don't love God. And loving God is not just talking, it is action. How can you love God and you don't want to come to church? You hate God, brother. Say the truth. Say, Pastor Simon, God churches in the heart. Where is the story building in your heart? Where is the foundation? Those funny statements. Which one is churches in the heart? Let's come and gather in your heart. And worship God in your heart. Now, I know what they mean by that. Meaning serving God is inside the heart. There is no way you will love God and not express it. How many of you will claim that you love a woman and not tell her I love you? Say, I cannot hold it. I want to die. Is that not how you people used to say it? I've been holding this thing, a marker, for many years now. If I don't say it, my kidney will come out. You have to say it. If you love God, you express yourself. You can say you love God and it's time for church. You are watching series in the house and say God is in the heart. What are you doing in the house at that point that service is going on? Some will say they are following online. Say the truth. How many things did you do while following online? You are cooking Indomie and following online. When pastor is saying lift up your hand, you are frying the egg. Oh, shikaraba, shikorika, sakaria, kosaba. How are you concentrating? See your house there in New Jersey. See church here. You want to follow online. Online is for people who are outside Makodi. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? People who are outside this town. People who are in outside country, you know, blah. Those are the people that you follow online. And if you truly want to follow online, you follow online from the depth of your heart. But if you are in this town and say you want to follow online, you truly don't take God serious. You truly don't. Because if you have a job interview, if you claim you don't have transport, if you have a job interview that on Monday after Sunday that you miss, will you go for the job interview? Somehow you command transport from nowhere to come. So woven trek. Because they cannot imagine missing that job interview. But when they say Sunday service, they see Sunday service so cheap. Do you know this is where God determined destinies? In this kind of places. Just lifting your hands, God will look at you. An angel will look at you. Michael will say, ah, this one is serving God properly. God will say, Michael, open door for that one. Raphael, that one. Gabriel, that one. I wish your eyes are open to the supernatural so that you see the kind of plenty activities that happen. The traffic of activities. It is the supernatural that controls the physical. Just a little thing God will touch. A little button God will press for you. In the realm of the spirit, the kind of favor you receive. He determines everything in this world. He's God Almighty. Joseph's success was tied to the fact that God was with him. He never traded the presence of God for anything. He couldn't compromise his faith. His conscience was pure. Are you listening to me? In the whole, I mean the world, God was with him. He kept the faith. He kept the good character. And listen to another point. He was never insulting his brothers and saying, you bastard, I'm coming back for you. I'm coming back to show you people. Joseph kept a good character. He allowed love to lead. You see, one of the things that Satan will use to weigh you down is the fact that you are trying to be successful to come and revenge. Never try to be successful to go and revenge. So that you tell people that thought you would not be successful, that now you are successful. If you are living trying to prove a point to somebody, if you are trying to be successful because you want to prove a point to somebody, God is not the one that will sponsor that kind of success. In fact, that will even cause for compromise because you do it to just prove a point. Like one time I was talking to a young man who became a Yahoo boy. And I asked him why. He said there was a lady that did not like him, blah, 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 blah. So he had to enter to prove himself to that lady. I said, so have you married the lady? He said he doesn't like her again. I said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The woman that made it to start Yahoo, now you don't like the Yahoo person again. The woman again. I heard another one. The guy said he entered courtism. These women have caused a lot of things in this world. Because the lady he liked in a particular area, a courtist was dragging the lady. That's why he entered courtism. I said, what of the lady now? He said, we broke up. She's not my kind of woman. I said, well, you are still a courtist. You see? Relationship has scattered. Courtism have not scattered. It's eternal. But he came to repent. So I told him, see, let's be realistic. Now that you have repented, change location. I didn't tell him to stay around. I said, change location. Go somewhere else and be serving God there in spirit and in truth. Yes, you can come out. But of course, wisdom is profitable to direct. Are we together? And when Joseph refused The woman framed him up. That's why it was from that story. I don't believe so, most stories that they say pastors did this. I don't used to believe again. From that day, I read that part of scripture. I stopped believing. Because it is possible that you did not do anything and a woman's cloth will tear. It is possible. According to the Bible, a woman can be crying when you did not do anything. Imagine Potiphar's wife. Jesus! He tore my cloth! Cloth! There's evidence. Cloth is torn. He did this! There's evidence. They say there's no smoke without fire. See the smoke, see the fire. Everything is intact. Joseph raised his hand. I did not do it. Who is Joseph's witness? Only God. Only God. They beat waiting no good of Joseph. They beat, is that not how they say? They beat Joseph waiting no good. Took him to the prison. Evidence. Choke. Beat him. You can imagine the kind of trauma in Joseph's mind. While in the prison, people were calling him rapist. So why did you come here? And they accused me. See your eye. They accuse you for what? With this eye. You look like one. Just imagine his name in the prison. Probably there's one crazy parrot guy there. Joseph the rapist. How far rapist? Show. But Joseph, the Bible never said Joseph fought. Exchange blow. He kept a good character. Because he that knows in secret shall reward in the open. Promotion does not come from your brother or sister, from your friends or enemies. It comes from where? Above. So keep the good character. Keep the right character. Because if you behave like them, you will not see the promotion. Before you know it, Joseph kept good attitude, good relationship with people. And before you know it, one of them recommended Joseph out there. Said, there's one man that knows how to interpret dreams, even in the prison. He was interpreting our dreams. They called for Joseph. Joseph interpreted the dream very well. He said, Jesus Christ. I mean, he didn't say Jesus Christ, I'm sure. He was wowed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he said to himself, he said, outside me, the person in charge of this whole kingdom is Joseph. He didn't consider Joseph nationality. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? He's tribe, no nothing. He said, Joseph, you're in charge. Except I talk, anything Joseph says, follow it. In another man's land, Joseph became president. Acting president. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because he could solve problems. And I'm prophesying to you, some of you have the solutions of kings in your heart. And very soon they'll find expression. You will solve problems that will take you high. Keep on being faithful in this prison. Nobody is seeing you. Be faithful there. Keep on being faithful. Some of you feel like you're in a prison. Just be faithful. It's just a light affliction. It's but for a moment. Working something powerful. Because if you don't, this is like a training ground. If you don't master it in this training ground, when you get up there, you fumble. Take it as a training ground. Master the singing properly. Master the coding properly. Master whatever you are doing, master it properly. Don't allow this salary weigh you down. Whether it's 500, don't allow Satan deceive you. Say, I'm collecting 500,000 so I can rest. Build. Keep on building. In fact, I feel like some people who have started taking people online classes should not be taking classes. Sometimes that's how Satan deceives some people. You get to a point, you're collecting 500, you say, okay, I want to teach you people how to get to this level. Keep on pushing. You have not reached your required level. Because this teaching you have started now will be your limitation. You will not feel at home. Are you looking at what I'm trying to say? You feel comforted. Keep on pressing. Get to that point that you can touch money or monies. God said in his word, he said, the gold are mine. He said, the silver are mine. He said, the cattle above 1,000 hills, they are mine. Every money belongs to God. Are you looking at what I'm trying to say? The signature of God, when God gives you money, my cup runneth over. Check the Bible. The ability to bring about the cash. Some have crazy ideas that they are wondering who will believe. Nobody will understand it. If you persist in it, you don't know, because it is the result of victories. Do you know there's a series of small make for that? If you are as you select the tissues, the roots, the whatsoever, the cells, and etc. How they just, you know, connect with each other, and before you know it, a small plant is a big tree up there. There are little things you do every day that you think they don't matter. They are adding up for your great success tomorrow. Sometimes you don't feel like waking up, wake up and pray. You don't feel like waking up, wake up and study. See, you know, when you really understand purpose, you don't base your life on feelings, how you feel at the moment. You just know that it is out of necessity you have to do this thing. Whether you feel like it or not, you have to do it. Whether the, you know, sometimes you hear the alarm and you feel like scattering the alarm, stand up and do it. I remember those days when we started learning how to pray. Set the alarm first day, second day, third day. As the alarm is ringing, you are shouting, stop! In fact, it gets to a point the alarm will ring and it will be adding melody to your sleep. In fact, you'll be enjoying the alarm. Boom, 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 boom. But you see, if you don't go beyond your feelings, Satan knows how to deceive a lot of people with body weakness. Say, no, your body is weak. Wake up. Have you observed, especially for prayer, you don't feel like praying. You feel like if you open your mouth, you faint. The moment you start praying small, and enter into that spirit of prayer, you now see that that weakness you are feeling on your body is a lie. It never existed. Sometimes you have tried several things, they didn't work. You want to try the fourth one. Satan starts showing you why. It's how you tried. The third one shall come and take this girl out. The third one, before you try it, your body is anti. That it's work. It's work. Why is it you don't work? It's a work. Jesus came to him. He said, can I use your boat for a moment? He said, take. Remember, he borrowed Jesus' boat. Jesus went and preached. And when Jesus came back, he said, listen, young man, cast your net. You know what I'm trying to say? They say you are doing church too much. You should go back home. You made it to church. Some people have opened shop. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are going to open your own late according to money. But he says you will make. For this moment, Sunday come, you still say you are working. What are you looking for? Let's say you want to work on Sunday. Let's say you now agree after church. Something up. Now Sunday morning, as people know, now you are selling well. It's a bad mentality. Meaning God is outside the equation of your life. Meanwhile, it was God that said, neglect not the gathering of. He now what? He said, like it is in the character of some people. It's an instruction not to miss church. God said, don't miss it. Meaning, when you feel like don't come into church, it's Satan. Because God has instructed you, don't miss church. You know, one time, I asked for a brother that came to church, and they said the brother wouldn't come to church again because when he came to church, it was looking like he would soon stop all the sin he's doing. And he's not ready to stop the sin. And I was really amazed. Real life story. I asked somebody that invited, I said, where is that boy? He said, sir, he told me he doesn't want to come to our church again. That the other day he came, he almost felt convinced to stop sin. And he doesn't think he can stop that kind of sin he's doing now. He's not ready to stop. Do you know that boy will be in a place, he will go and look for a church where he will be talking, it does not move his spirit. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As long as he's comfortable, there's his church. But when he come, he fire his spirit. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Fire his spirit. Satan will start convincing him that's not your church. In fact, Satan will start using distance as a barrier. The church is far. There is no way you'll be hearing this kind of thing every Sunday and remain the same. It's not possible. Because the Bible says faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And how do we live as a righteous? We live by what? Faith. If you don't have faith, how do you live? How do you succeed? Listening to me, don't neglect the garden of bread. As we're talking, and some of your mates are watching series of movies, these movies they cross that are in series, is the best time for them to watch. They are just under their duvet with some chips. They are watching. I was talking to a lady yesterday. She is a member, and I sense she's not so on fire like before because she traveled, and I said to her, God selected in your family for a purpose. Don't be doing things like everybody in your home. I said a time will come that what you know will pay off and make everybody in this house smile. Listen carefully. People are watching TV, you are praying in tongues. They will think you are foolish. They will come a situation. Whether you like it or not, tough days always come. That everybody's faith is dying, it's the house of Jesus. Like Jesus came in a situation. It was like Jesus said she was sleeping. Why did he have it now? That's the language. Fairy. Are you not getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus said she's asleep. And the Bible said they laughed at Jesus. They ridiculed him. Man, Jesus laughed at. You can say, but this God, people laugh at. Faith has. Don't say what you are seeing. We are sure because of millions and billions. Aren't you sure? See, somebody asked me, what does it take to enter into the millions? Listen, it's just consistency with the word of God. It will appear like a dream. Little drops of water eventually makes what? If the drop is falling small, you would think that it will not become anything. You know, before you know it. One day, I remember it was just little drop of water. I've not seen mighty ocean before yet, but I saw it fill my bucket. Small, poke. I went to Abuja and came back. The water was overflowing. I say, how? From poke. You know, they say Nigerian tap don't used to lock fully. Poke. It filled everywhere. You know, I was wondering, just little drop, and the Lord inspired my heart to see the word of God in that direction. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on speaking God's word. Don't stop speaking it. You may not even feel it like it's going to happen. Keep on speaking it. In fact, especially when it's close to a manifestation, Satan will be giving you a reason why you should back out. Peter tried, caught no fish. We finished with Jesus, but it seemed like we wasted time because you were walking in. I was preaching. But right now, cast your net. He was not at the mid of the river. He was just close to the shore. She said, cast your net. He said, Peter said, no problem. The word asks my net. When he cast the net, one of my friends said something. He said, the fishes. Listen carefully. When Jesus said, cast your net, the fishes did not gather. When Peter was ready to obey, even Peter was ready to obey, the fishes started gathering. Another scenario. When Jesus said, fresh water from the well. You know, remember the wedding feast. He said, fresh water. They were fetching water. It was as they fetched water and poured. You know, when they fetched water, it was still water. They would have shouted if it was wine. It is wine. They poured the water. They took it to some people and they started drinking. The testimony of the people is what made them to understand that it is no longer water. When they took it as water, the people drank wine. It is when you obey God's word, it's manifestation. Because said the net, Bible said he had a net breaking, not sinking harvest. Net breaking, total dependency on God is very important. What to a man that wakes in the morning and sleeps at night just to eat? You will have to eat. But if you have faith God in that level, show your dependency. Show your thought dependency on God is me. I really do not need. In your declaration, in your giving, you know, sometimes, not to just make you, I pray it doesn't sound so bad in your heart. You are into business. You sit down on a Sunday morning, you come to church, and you are looking for 15 naira to give to God. We're not trying to make you feel bad. That's not me. I don't teach in this direction. But of all the businesses you did through the week, you sat before God and you are looking for leather. You know, Nigeria has made it easy now. You know which one is tough and which one is real. Not tough. You give God like that. And another person is in that assembly giving God something what is honor. Not because God needs the money. You think two of you will ever walk in the same dimension of influence? The Bible had said this, a cheerful giver. That same scripture says, that you have him, shall reap what? It's in the Bible. What's bountifully? Bountifully is not you going to million if you don't want million. Don't try to impress God with your giving. Until right now, as I see, you have 5,000. And from that 5,000, you say, God, I'm going to take this amount. Which is, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Inside the 5,000, I'm going to give you. In your heart, that sacrifice, that's what God calls bountifully. It's not even carry one plenty. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The little you have, you could take a part of the money that really touches your heart. Giving does not move God. It's when it moves your heart that it will bring a miracle. Get it? And it's only when it moves that moves God. If you don't feel it, God is not feeling it. It's when you feel it that God is feeling it. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's the word of God that says God loves a what? A cheerful giver. It is the word of God that says it is givers that never what? Lack. Not receivers. It will never show in your life. It's just your stomach to show. I'm not talking against people that have stomach in this place. Don't get me wrong. Say, pastor is talking to me. No, I'm not talking to any of you. But if you want to know people, alright, that, you know, the rich man said something. Master, he didn't even say master, sorry. He said, now my soul rest and enjoy. He had the food. He said, my soul rest and become a food. They have all the money, they want their body and their soul to rest and enjoy. That's why the only evidence is their stomach. I that is eating his stomach in this place, stomach. I'll bring you out as an example. If you truly understand purpose, what you should not be showing in your stomach alone. If you have to show, now I'm saying this so that in case you are not used to showing on your stomach, don't feel like a sinner. But you should not be showing on your stomach alone. For my pastors, it's a special law. It must not show on your stomach. For some of us, it's a show on your stomach. These people, I'm trying to say, end on your stomach. It will show, serving humanity. People should be happy. God knows you. Somebody say, God, if you give me so million, I'll go bid you to your sin. God, if you know what, 500 million, I swear to God, God knows you. It's not this your talk. And God, he tried to give 5,000. He said, give them 2,500. He said, God, next time I'll give. God, this one is a small money. I'm not one to give small money. I don't like to give God small. Have you seen people like that? They don't like to say, I like to give God some. How about 2,500? They give God. Probably 2,500 too small. And God said, nice one. See somebody else in me for that. You know, you think tight is easy till you start tithing. This is 10. What is 1,000? What is 10% 10,000? 1,000. What is 10% 100,000? 1,000,000. 100,000. What is 10 million? 1,000,000. Okay. You remove. If you have not started giving 100,000, you cannot give 1,000. When you have 90,000, they say tight is 10,000. That's when you know that tight is tough. Tight is tight. Thank you. Do you have more? So what if it be 10%? 10% is not okay. Move it. Like, obviously, you can give the SP at 10% till you buy the land. Now, you go down 10 million, so our money is how much? See, I'm getting. Can I give you this? My brother, my life savings in the world, I used to buy this land. Let me just give you something, you know. And when you now have 10 million account, the subject is your time, say 1 million. Say 1 million. I go use 500,000 buy something for the less rich. God will understand with me. See, the difference between giving to the less privileged and giving to the work of God. What do you do? I'm not saying here is better. You guys get out trying to say, when you give to the world of his light, there's fuel. We can reach out to those who are not born again. It is possible that you have what to eat and don't know Jesus, isn't it? You give somebody food to eat and the person does not know Jesus. It's their job to take Jesus to those places. And most churches cannot just carry Jesus and go and give. Nigeria is hard now. Before we start, we hold a man and hold bag of rice with the other hand. So to receive Jesus is this. So what to go to IDP? You want to carry the Bible and be shouting, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. They say, carry your Jesus and go away. You have to show them that you understand what is happening to them. Because God said, we are the Savior that is what? Ignorant of the feeling of infirmity. In fact, that reminds me, we'll go study our outreach that preaches here. And anyway, you want to reach out to you, reach out to them. Jesus. Our budget is over 500,000. We're planning to any place and just, you know, get this. Them or just donate the money to them. You know, it's difficult for humanity. So we sit down and talk of either giving them the money physically or buying things and give them. I was announcing before that if you have clothes, nice clothes, not poor clothes, you want to give shoes, you can gather all of them as a plan. You get the difference someday. Are we together? But what you watch, same thing that it's not the same effect giving as you give for the work of God. It's two different things. Here we send people. Are we together? Just give you. It's the same. And it's not us telling you that you should not give to the less privileged. Of course you should. But of course, it's a biblical, you know, reason why you have to give to the person for giving in order for the work of God. Are we together? Do you understand this wonderful morning? So the bottom line is this: be faithful wherever you are. For is with you. Are you hearing me say that? Be faithful. Like just you. Because wherever you are, God's with you. I know I'm speaking to great men in this place. Great and mighty men. Don't be a guru. If a guru, God is mostly with you. He's just very close to you. And those that don't borrow and don't, you are very wicked. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, it says it is wickedness to borrow and not pay back. Have you read that part of the Bible? People are not saying, do you borrow in there? Because you are not answering me. Tell God you should be a guru. Because this sin of light affliction will become a long affliction. God cannot take you to the height of greatness if you like to borrow. It says, since I was born, now I'm getting older. I've never been born for bread. I hope that scripture. Don't be a buruburu. Don't be an animal. Don't be a liar. Don't chuck your hand inside. Young men, say hi. Don't you, in fact, I had guests are entering Yahoo these days. Not Yahoo. There's one thing I heard that they're doing. In night, video calls. How you catch me? I heard something. You can chat me, blah, 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 blah. If you carry offering from that thing, the offering fire you back. Don't give off that kind of money. Don't pay in that bet and give us offering. Hold your offering back. We don't want offering from Nigeria. We don't want offering. But it's not us. We need that money. Don't do those things. They are very bad. In fact, when you give, you are costing yourself. Just give, look at you. I heard ladies are entering into something like that these days. That's how you chat. Just a lazy person. Work hard. Sell some. If you don't know what to do, sell bonds. You are not bigger than the people that sell bonds. Sell some. Sell group. yourself, you cannot say those kind of things. But you can advertise yourself. Don't be cheap. There are great men that come in your way. They don't want to find you in the chaos. Don't be hope. iPhone 17 has come out now. If you have, your life is on iPhone, you will suffer in this world. I'm not going to pay my wife for iPhone. Currently, my wife has iPhone 16. Me, I don't care. I was using iPhone 10. She can have iPhone 28. I'm still here. I don't buy phone, no. The dash be phone. This iPhone 13 now is dash the dash. Let's bet, all of you in this church. You will see this phone in time. How is it not spoil? I mean, this phone. I saw some people telling me, I thought your phone is fine, blah, 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 blah. I was just laughing. When they said it, I said, go over it. Me, carry my money. I go and buy that. I'm saying, no matter, you can buy, buy. Just make sure you have partnered before you buy. You see, in church, just having plenty of iPhone, like you are supporting beauty project. What kind of a Christian? You know, this money can make you stop at everyone's gate. God will say, come on, get a beauty project, buy iPhone. Which kind of Christian be? And some of you actually, as ladies, you don't need those kind of iPhone. Just keep yourself before the mirror. That's the only thing you know. That's the only thing you know. You don't even know what they use that iPhone for. Some of you, your iPhone, the best iPhone now, the level of your life is iPhone 5. Because you don't know what to use it for. So I have my thought. Are you listening to me? And ladies here, enjoy your Android phone. Don't be move. You go to get you go to E3, you go to this house, you sit down, you see one lady talking about iPhone 17. You say, oh God, what is part of you doing? See his mates buying people iPhone, his mate. iPhone 17, 16 is how much? I say, how much? It was a gift, so it's a mother that bought it for her. So it's not that bought it for her. How much did? Is Matthias is an iPhone size, so you're waiting for your iPhone. And also, 3 million. 1.3 million. 1.3 million. Kalabasha, you can't even put it in a bag. And you buy an iPhone. You just make call. God will tell you, if you turn that thing over to Peter, your name will be removed. But if you guys are your name must be removed from the book. Because you did not try. If you buy 3 cars, and keep them somewhere they will reproduce. One day that screen may break, but the cow will still be going. iPhone has broken. Who will replace iPhone screen? iPhone 1.3 screen, what? 100, 600, 700. Oh my God. Liability. If you send somebody with iPhone 16, call them for counseling by us. If you send your mate in this church, call them for counseling. I need to speak to them. Band. If you go to Apina and buy 2 land in 2 years, add my cup. Did you carry this? So there's no point to prove to what? Anybody. There's no point. You will be diligent and you will see success finding expression in your lives. It's an high dimension. Bow your heads and just give Jesus praise for the word. Give him glory. Worship him. And we'll never set a foot. We know this world has found in you. And we will never selfless. We know there's more that's found in you. It's a new world. It's a new world. We know there's more that's found in you. It's a new. It's a new. We know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray this one prayer. Lord, I submit myself under the Holy Spirit. In this season, make me through this season. Teach me whatever wisdom you want me to know and understand in this season of toughness, hardness. By your Spirit, let me come out of this season. The thing you see, they're not seeing, help me to see it. So that I can go through this season stronger and greater. Of our light afflictions, we put for your men, working for us an eternal weight of glory. Pray the prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray the prayer from the depth of your heart.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.